So we were up to Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tet. So again, Hashem is telling him, as this is the beginning of yet another nevuah, and again, Yirmiyahu is told to go specifically to the gates, just so that, he can yell at everyone and they can take it so well. Because that is the theme of Yirmiyahu, that they take it so well. They don't try to kill him and throw him in jail multiple times.
What? No.
No.
Not at
Right,
all.
exactly. Ka Amar Adonai Eli. Haloch v'amad v'shar b'nei ha'am asher yavo bo malchei Yehuda v'asher yetzuvo v'chol sh'arei Yerushalayim. I want you to go to the gates of Yerushalayim, which was the Sha'ar B'nei Ha'am. Now, what does Sha'ar B'nei Ha'am already tell you? Yeah, right. So Shadal says it's the one where most people come in, right? Is it the majority? Is it that it's the common man? It doesn't seem to be only the common man, because it's also the one where Malchei Yehuda come, right? So the Radak highlights that it's Kilahe, right? That it. As much as you might be Madaik as Graber does, which is B'nai Ham, it's like the common one, it's clear that the emphasis is Asher Yavo Malchei Yehuda, which the Radak says, yeah, ki lahem ra'ui lehochiyach ha'am lishmor yom ha'Shabbat. Because what he's about to do is tell them to keep Shabbat. Well, he has to tell it to them, Umash Amar Bishar B'nai Ha'am, Likro Bazne Ha'am, Nechnasiv Yotzim, Boto Shar, Ki lo Malchei Yehuda Livad Hayu Nechnasiv. Right? So he emphasizes the fact that even though it's the Shabbat Ne'am, you might think that the emphasis is on the Hamonam. It's not. It's them too, but it's really, it's top down first, and then the So he says, first go there, and then go to all Shari Yishlaim, Gital Azir, Kol Ha'am. Umash Amar Lo Lekro B'Sha'arim, Lefi Shem Achnisim, Motzin Derech Sha'arim B'Shabbat, ולא הזהירים אלא בהכנסה והוצאה דרך השערים חוץ לעיר, כי בעיר לא היו חייבים, כי ירושלים דלתותיה נעולות בלילה. And then in a wonderful halachic moment, the Radak says, and it's not just that you go to the gates, because that's where people are going. Why else are you going to the gates? Because halachically we assume that Yerushalayim is Rishut HaYachid, as the Gemara highlights, because that is a wall and the gates are locked at night, which means if you're yelling at people that they carry on Shabbat, you go to the gate and say, stop there. I see you have something in your pocket. If you walk past this gate, you will be Chayav Mita. But if you stay inside, there's a good Eruv, a Mahadran Rambam Eruv, with gates and doors. Now you're safe. So the Radak does a wonderful halachic read. Now again, he is clearly going to talk about carrying. He's not making this up. But that particular wonderful diuk is the Radak saying that it's at the gate, not just that's where people are, because apparently it has an Eruv, and people carry not within the Eruv. So you go to the end of the Eruv, right? You just imagine the person standing where the sign says, like we have it in Ephrat, Eruv ends here, right? There's certain places. But, yeah, well, on the few places where, like, it's, there's a Surat HaPetach, and it actually ends it, so Eruv ends here, right? So you have the screamers standing right there and waiting. It's like, walk there, do not walk. Exactly. Now we're going to see that it's other things. Okay. Now the Abarbanel doesn't go this way, right? The Abarbanel actually quotes two possibilities. He says his first shot is that the reason we're doing this is lafarsem roa maasehem, that we're doing it at the gate to tell people how bad what they're doing is. The yesh mevarshem zal shara ir shadam tziva shel yotziu masav yom shabbat. The other possibility is the halachic one, is that the gate is where they are carrying and carrying bad. So now he says to him, "V'amarta lehem, Shimu dvar Adonai Malchei Yehuda, v'chol Yehuda, v'chol Yishrei Yishlaim habayim b'sharam eila." So he says, kings and everybody else who comes through these gates, "Komar Adonai, hishamru b'nafshotichem, v'al tisu masa b'yom haShabbat, v'aveitem b'sharei Yishlaim." Do not carry. Right? Do not carry. Now, I, this is going a little bit far afield, but I can't help but say this here. But look, the Gemara has a machloket about carrying, whether the carrying is is called out as a malacha explicitly in the Torah. Most of the malachot are not. Well, yes, al yotzi ish mibateichem is also called out. Furthermore, the machloket has Gemara whether carrying has a lot of exceptional. Tosfot famously says that carrying is a malacha grua. It's a malacha grua. Why is a malacha grua?
They modify it so much.
No, no. He says because nothing changes. All the other malachot are creative. This one isn't.
Just physically moving something.
Right, you're just physically moving something. And there's all types of implications to that. There's a discussion in the Mefarshim and the Midrashim. When did we get carrying at a different time? Did we get it earlier? Did we get it at Mara? So on the one hand, it seems to be like the least malacha y malacha. On the other hand, you look here in Yirmiyahu and you look in other places, carrying is...
Well, the easiest to trip yourself into thinking that you're not doing
well, so, but it's also like when you talk about people being Mechal Shabbat, you highlight that. You highlight that. So on the one hand, you could say what Graber is saying is narrow. It's like a malacha that people don't take seriously because, you know, they grow up with an Eruv and like, oh, carrying, that's fake. You know, Borer, that's, you know, like all the malacha people think are fake, right? Which they're obviously not.
Well, it doesn't involve like a real actual activity where you're changing something. It's very easy to just casually
correct.
Carry.
So you could just say, look, the reason that you have to warn is because it's so easy to violate. But Rosenzweig really, really likes this idea, and he develops it at length. When I taught Erevin, we spent a lot of time on these ideas, that at some level, carrying is, even if it is grua, it's also the most emblematic of, look, there's a conflation between carrying and mukta here in Nehemiah. And at some level, the Gemara even says that carrying, that mukta is like mishum carrying. And what he argues is that at some level, it could be that carrying is the malacha that isn't really a malacha. It's the malacha that encapsulates the idea of, like, the spirit of Shabbat, right? Because the idea of mukta as articulated extensively, like in the Ramban, for example, is that God doesn't want you to be schlepping things all day, right? Now, it's true that within your house you could do that, and you wouldn't violate a d'oraita. The Ramban says if you did that, you'd only violate the Yisr d'orab, you'd violate the broad Shabbaton, which we talked about when we did electricity. But the connection between carrying and that shows that at some level, on a biblical level, in addition to the Malacha, there's the idea of the spirit of Shabbat. Because carrying, right, saying you can't carry, is the one that says, listen, besides for creativity, you also can't just be, you know, schlepping things around. It's like the biblical version of the spirit of Shabbat, of Mukta and the like. Okay, and sort of Lumdish aside, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of evidence of this, but not for now. So he says, don't, right? Don't do this. And this is what he warns in Nehemiah also, right? Nehemiah Perek Yud Gimel, it stopped doing business. Now, again, we know that business is, at least if done once, only in Isser Dirabanan. And yet, that's the thing that's called out in the Nevi'im. And the reason seems to be, yeah, because as the Ramban notes, it may not violate a malacha, but it violates, yeah. V'lotu siyu masam v'adechem yom ha-shabbat v'chom malacha lo ta'asu v'kidashtem et yom ha-shabbat kasher tivit yad avodechem. Right, so don't carry things. Don't do any other malacha. And sanctify the Shabbat. Now, Shadal has what I think is a very sharp read. Again, and it's influenced by Ezra Nehemiah, is that lo totziu masam batechem doesn't just mean what Chazal say, which is carrying.
Yeah,
means masa umatan.
This is bring a burden out from...
Well, that would be carrying. Right, but he says in addition, what?
Don't carry out business. Don't
exactly.
Business.
No. It's don't carry merchandise, not carry out in English. Oh, like no. Don't physically carry your loads in and out of the city, right? Meaning, he said, what is the most likely thing that people are carrying in and out of a city? It's not like they're going for a stroll and they have their keys with them. That's not what he's yelling about. Right? What he's yelling about, and that's what it is in Ezra Nehemiah, is that people are Right, and he says, "Lofi darkenu iskir hamasava matan ki chiluk kiddushah Shabbat bepumbi." Right, then this is very much in line with the Ramban that they are violating Shabbat in public. Ki kshamasav matan mutar, because once business is mutar, kol ha'amos kimitzarchem, everyone does whatever they want. The ain kiddushah Shabbat nikeret klal, and the kiddushah of Shabbat is not recognized. Va'av midivrei Nechemya nireh barur ki akinyan atzmo asur blo tzav achnasa michutz la'ir. In Nechemya, it's clear that business is asur without carrying. Because that's what Nechemya yells about. So clearly, in Nechemya's time, they're buying in the city from non-Jews. Still bad. And he says, even though it's not itself business, it's not itself malacha. But when the nation does it in public, kedusha yom haShabbat mitchalala. The kedusha is, he doesn't quote the Ramban, but that's really what the Ramban, that's the Ramban's idea of Shabbaton. The yom haShabbat hu ot mavdil bein Yisrael amim, and Shabbat is the symbol between the Jews and the nations. Ki nireh shalo yilakum shum chaga chozer achar misprakatan shal yamim, kazeo karov lozek, because we're the only people who have a full holiday every 7 days. That's how he gets to it. He's like, that's why this is Jewish, because we need a holiday every week. So therefore, by violating Shabbat, they were imitating the non-Jews and forgetting God.
I didn't even.
Therefore, he warns them like Avodah Zarah. Yeah.
I didn't even thought of the implications of the Shabbos for a traveling merchant. Like a traveling merchant that was Jewish would have to travel for 6 days. If they were going out to a city for the 7 days, they'd have to, like, on Shabbos, they'd have to stay in camp there the whole day.
Yeah.
And just chill. Like, they couldn't move forward because they couldn't leave their...
That's right. Now, the Malbim gets even more halachic than the Radak. He notes that the Radak thinks that what he's warning people is not to go outside of Yerushalayim. The Radak says, well, it doesn't sound... the Malbim says, not necessarily. He's warning them not to carry. Where does that sound? It sounds like even? In Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not at Rishud HaRabim. So now he gets even more halachic on you, which is, according to the Gemara, who was metaken the derabbanans of carrying? Shlomo. Shlomo instituted Carmelit. He's like, no, he's telling them to keep the iser of Shlomo to not carry Yerushalayim, which was a Carmelit. Because it didn't...
Oh, Yerushalayim?
Well, if you don't make an Eruv, right? Okay.
But you can't carry since the days of Shlomo?
Yeah, according to Gemara, yes. I mean, if you—that's what Gemara Nirvan says. Yes. Now, you should brace yourself for the next pasuk because I know this is going to shock you. But obviously, I know you expected that stirring speech; they're all going to listen. But shocking, shocking! It says, "Velo shamu, velo hitu edoznam, vayakshu ederbam, livelti shmoa, livelti kachat musar." They didn't listen. This is an amazing pasuk. It's like, how many times can we say in one pasuk they didn't listen? They didn't listen. They didn't even turn their ear. They stiffened their neck to not listen and to not take musar. If we're clear. Right? And yet he tries again. He tries again. He says, "Vahaya im shamoa tishmun elai numa adonai levelti avi masa bishari ha'ir azot biyama shabbat l'kadesh yama shabbat levelti azot bam." And if you would listen to me and you would not do malacha, I know, right? Very weird bow there, but yes, but it is bow. I know. Then the Jews will continue, the Malchei Beit David will continue to be kings, but if and only if.
So Shabbosim is a real word now.
What?
Shabbosim is a real word now.
Sure. Uvo me'arei Yehuda, mitzvot Yerushalayim eretz binyamin, min ha'shvela, min ha'ar, min Adonai, and they'll bring karbanot from all over. V'im lo tishmo elai l'kadesh et yom ha'shabbat, ulevelti yiseit masa, uvo v'sharei Yerushalayim b'yom ha'shabbat, v'itzati eish b'she'areha, but if you don't, then I will burn this city down with a fire that never goes out.
Wow.
Which is the source for the drasha in, right? And this is, right, this is the drasha, and as the Malbim notes, the Barmanel notes, this is the source for Chazal's claim in Shabbat Kuf Yud Chet that only houses where there's Chil Shabbat burn down. Right? That's That's what they get from him. Okay. Wonderful. So now we go to Perek Yudchet. Hadavar Asher Hayal Yirmiyahu Me'et Adonai Lemor. So we get a new Nevuah. Okay. This is a little bit of a longer Nevuah. And we'll see. Well, we'll see what it is. Okay. Kum V'yarata Beta Yotzer V'shama Ashmiacha Edvarai. Drama. God tells him, okay, before I tell you what I'm going to tell you, I would like you to go down to the Beit HaYotzer, right? That's exactly, right? The Beit HaYotzer, the
potter.
The potter, there we go, that's the word. The clay, the guy who makes kelim out of clay.
Probably here.
Right? This is very exciting. So he says, okay. I mean, to be fair, this is among the least weird things that God has asked Yirmiyahu to do. So he says, So I went, and shocking, the potter is making pottery stuff. Very good. No, it's not. Vinishchara kli asher hu seh b'chomer b'yad ha-yotzer, v'shav ha-yaseu kli acher kasher yashar b'nei ha-yotzer lason. And he gets there, the guy messes up what he's making, so what does he do? He just throws it back in the fire and starts again.
No, not in the fire. He rethrows it.
It hasn't hardened yet. So he
just throws it. It's called throwing, to throw pottery.
That's what it's called, throwing. So you start again, right? Okay. And he starts again. So this is the background to the Nevuah. Vahid v'adonai elai lemor. Yeah, this is, if you don't recognize the psukim, then you never paid attention on Yom Kippur. This is one of the most famous piyutim, Yom Kippur night. Kihine kachomer b'yad ha-yotzer, kena nachnu b'yadcha. Yeah, see, as soon as I say that, if I start singing it, you know it. But, right? No, I will not.
Yeah. No. What is the tune?
There are many.
I don't want to hear it, but it's coming from the Rezering, I will.
Yes.
You hear how I
do who do we? Ray Wasserman, can I borrow you for 1 second? Yes, yeah. You can do it from there. They need the tune, Kihine kachomer b'yad ha-yotzer, because we're now at the perek, because they don't remember it without the tune. That's what I said to them.
You do your fave.
What?
Do it.
You do it to Atikva? Interesting. Okay, I've never heard that one.
I actually don't think I've heard that one.
I haven't heard that one. Anyways, but there's a lot of famous students to it. It's very famous. So he says, but this is the parak that it comes from, and God says to them, so you think I can't do that? You are my clay. Very good.
At this point, it's a threat. I'm guessing under Kippur, we use it as like a redemption.
All the different tunes. You can go on YouTube and check.
We almost got them.
Almost. Rega daber al goy v'amamachal entoshman tozal avid. And God says, you know how hard it would be? In an instant, right? In an instant, I can say about a nation that it should be, and yes, it's less comforting in this context. I could pick them up, break them down, and destroy it.
You know we're talking about the destroying of the broken clay. And in your paper, I think we're talking about the reconstruction.
That is correct. Very good. Vishava Goyahu Meira Ato Asher Dibarati Alav and Icham Del Rasha Chazav Dilaso Lo. But that's the next pasuk, right? I mean, the comforting thing comes in the next pasuk, what God said, but I could also do the opposite, right? Which is that if they do tshuva, then like that, I can, right? I can change it. Right? In a moment, I could tell them to rebuild. However, what if they started doing good and then they did bad again? Then I will regret and turn back on the good. I'm very good at this. God is like, look, if the potter can do it, well, then I can too. And now, in case you didn't get the mashal, God says, I will now clarify. It's not just you that I can form. I'm forming something, and that is punishment. I am carefully in my shop formulating my punishments. It's going to be a work of art. Exactly. And, you know, you can prevent this by listening.
Why would anybody ever do that?
Right? And he says, and I know what you're thinking. And I know that you're saying, no, this is all in vain, because everyone does whatever they want anyway. So no one's ever going to change. He's like, I am aware that you are saying that. So I'm just going to give you a heads up. Lachen ko'amar Adonai, sha'aluna bagoyim. Mi shama ka'ela sha'arurit astam od betela Israel. I would like you to ask around the other nations. Simple question. Have you ever heard of anybody doing things as horrible as what you people are doing? Anybody. Ask anybody. Has anyone ever heard of anyone doing things as bad as you? Anybody? Hayazov mitzur shadai sheleg levanon. Imeshu mayim zarim karim nozlim. Right? So this is a little bit poetic. It's hard to understand, right? But it's something like, right? Okay, JBS translates, shall the snow of Lebanon fail from the rock of the field? Shall the cold waters that flow down from afar be dried up? Right? Rashi translated is, hayazov adam atzarich lishtot mayim nozlim mitzur shabasadot habayib mishal gmanon shunaki. If someone was dying of thirst and then they got the purest of water, right? Melted snow from, right? The idyllic picture of the melting snow from the mountains. It's like, would you leave the water while you are dying of thirst? It's not even, right? People, when they're dying of thirst, have diseased water that gives them tapeworms. He's like, you're dying of it and you get the purest, cleanest water. Would you turn away from that? It's like, no. And yet, what are you doing? You are leaving God, who we refer to as the Mekor Mayim Chayim. Right? The Radak adds, yeah, and water gives you is Mayim Karim al Nefesh Ayefa. What is, it's the image from, right, Mishle is cool water on a tired soul. You know, water refreshes you. Being in a relationship with me is good. And instead, what did you do? Instead, what did you do? You forgot me. You burned Ktoret to vanity. You stumble on ancient paths in ways not built up, right? Meaning you had a relationship with me, you know, God, and then instead you forgot me to do what? To follow not well-trodden paths? Yes.
This also connects back to the pottery thing, because when it comes to pottery, to keep moving the pottery, you frequently re-wet it and add water, and if you don't, then it dries out.
Oh, interesting.
And you burn it,
I didn't know
that. It
hardens
and stiffens and confirms. But if you let the water in, then you can shape it more. The Jewish people aren't doing that. They're not letting
that. That is for sure they're not. Okay, that's nice. I didn't know that you need the water for it to keep it. Okay. And he says, instead, what are you doing? Instead, you're making your land, Shoshama is either, you know, a destruction, or as most of the Mepharshim understand it here, it's like Yitma. Rashi says, you will be shocked that everyone will look at it and hiss and say, what is going on here? Why? Because I'm going to scatter you like the wind in front of the enemy. Orefalopanim. What's orefalopanim? They will see the back of your neck and not your face is what they will see, because you'll be running for your life, right, without turning around. You will just be running. Vayomru lechum nachshava yirmiyahu machshavot ki lo tova torah mikohen veitzam hachacham davar minavi lechum v'nakehu. And now Yirmiyahu gets ahead of them, and he says, and I know what you people are thinking. You're thinking, how can we kill Yirmiyahu? I know that this is your response to my speech. I know already. He's like, I know that you're not listening to me. Instead, your first response when I give you Musar is, how can we kill this guy? I understand. I totally know this. So that we don't have to listen, right? The Malbim says, yeah, there's three levels here, right? They're doing, Yirmiyahu had three malot. He was Kohen Marot, right? He says, and they, whatever he says, right? We know that, right? You're trying to figure out how to not listen to anything. So now he turns to God and says, God, I'd like you to listen to me for 1 minute. Not about them. I'm not praying for them. I know I'm not supposed to do that. Please. Hayishulam tachat tova ra'a ki roshu chala nafshi zechoram di lefanecha ledaber aleim tova la'shivit chamatcha mehem. People aren't supposed to pay back evil, good with evil. And they are digging a pit for my soul. And remember how I've been trying to do good things for them? So, you know how Yirmiyahu is normally nice to the Jewish people? For the people who want to kill him, Yirmiyahu pulls out his actual harsh and he says, yeah. Do me a favor. Let their children starve to death, be killed by the sword. Let their wives be bereft. Let them become widows. Let their husbands be murdered. And their children, their young men, be killed by the sword. Everybody else, Jews are like, the people want to kill me? God, you know, all the horrible things you've been talking about? Yalla. Yalla. And then in case you didn't get it, he says, Tishama ze'akam iba'atehem, ki tavi alem gidud pitom, ki charush shucha, lachdenu fachem tamnur laglai. Let screaming be heard from their house when you bring troops suddenly against them, because they've dug a pit for me and hid snares to catch me. So vata dona yadat et kol atzatam alay lamavet al tichaper al avonam v'chatatam lofanecha al tem chivu muchshalim lofanecha be'erabcha asevahem. So therefore, God, you know all their advice against me, how they're trying to kill me. Do not atone for them. I never erase their sin. Let them be muchshalim, right? Which is like let them fail or be overthrown. In the time of your anger against them. Right. It's finally Yirmiyahu lets out a little bit of venting, which is, you know, the people that have been trying to kill me. Well.
Well, your question last night.
We've been trying to kill him.
Oh, yes. Yes. No, no, they're actually going to try to kill him multiple times.
I know they will, but have they been?
Well, we haven't heard about it too much, but yes, he knows that's happening already.
So the pit and snares are literal, not metaphorical.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they literally try to kill him. They try to kill him. They throw him in jail, which is a pit. With where he starts sinking later on, we'll see. They throw him into a pit to not kill him, but they know exactly. Well, not even mud, it says tit with more like a tar pit. And he's sinking, and the king has to send somebody with to make a makeshift emergency rope made out of old clothes that he finds to pull him out from under his armpits because he's sinking to death in tar. No, no, they literally try, it's very literal, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay.